call to your attention that the Texaco Star Theater will be presented a half hour earlier each Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, beginning next Wednesday, November 23rd. Remember the change of time of the Texaco Star Theater, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The Columbia Workshop presents the second in its current trilogy of stories by the noted American author, Wilbur Daniel Steele. Tonight's program is an adaptation of the prize-winning story, Luck. Luck. What is it? What does it come from? What guides its strange path? This is the story of two men and the way of luck. There's Will Yard, big, raw-boned, confident. Will Yard, the beef grower, with his easy smile, his quick, strong movements.
Luck! There's no such thing as luck. You get what's coming to you, or you take it. I make my luck.
And there's Jennison, little and dry, with his twisted body, his thin voice.
Luck. It's all luck. You ain't got a chance without it. Look at me.
We find Jennison and Will Yard late one winter night with three other men in the back room of Peter's Mountain Store. They've been playing since early evening. Now it is almost dawn.
All right, I'll stand. What about you, Jennison? Cards have been running your way tonight.
You can't grudge me that, Will. I ain't had cards for a long time.
Well, all right, play them then. What are you going to do?
I'll call you.
You're a piker, Jen. There's three jacks.
I got a flush.
Well, even with the cards, he hasn't any guts. Where's your bottle, Peter? You get stingier all the time.
Yeah, I was telling Peters that only yesterday. Dipping the customers is one thing. Holding out on the liquor is something else.
Is that so? Well, you're hired to clean up around here, Tinker, not to do arithmetic. All right, are you birds playing poker or ain't you?
Yeah, Peters, push them out. This is where your cards stop, Jennison.
Nah, they won't. I'll feel lucky tonight for the first time in years.
Lucky? You feel sorry for yourself, that's what you mean. And you call it luck.
Well, you're always talking big. Someday you'll come a cropper and find out a few things.
Not me, Jen. Not me. You with your twisted neck, maybe, but not me.
Never mind that. How many cards you want, Will?
Two.
Tinker?
Three.
You, Ed?
Two. And make them sweet. I don't trust any of you.
You, Jennison?
None. I'll stand.
None, eh? Are you going to bet or aren't you?
I'll start with 10.
I'm out.
I'll stay in.
That lets me out.
I'll raise you 20, Jennison.
I'll raise you 50.
I'll call.
50? You're pretty sure, ain't you, Jennison? I think you're bluffing this time. I'll raise 100.
All right, boys, I can't go any higher. I'll just call again.
And 100 more.
Well, that lets me up.
Okay, I'll call you, Jennison. You're losing a lot of money this time.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Well, get a look at these. 4 tens.
4 tens.
That's pretty a picture as you'd see this side of North Gap. How about it, Jennison?
It's all right, Will. Good hand, but I got 4 queens.
You what? 4 queens? 4 queens you got, Jennison?
Yeah, look at them.
Yes, I can see them. Or else maybe I wouldn't have believed them. 4 queens, eh? Well, I've had enough. Where's my coat?
Over there on the barrel. Your greenbags, too. Now, wait a minute, Will. You ain't sore.
Who, me? No, I ain't sore. What do you think? The money is his, ain't it? No, I ain't sore. I'm just curious.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking about your luck.
Say, look, Will, while you're climbing into that coat of yours, why don't you have just one more before you go? Plenty of it, and it'll be cold going over the mountains. Come on, just a small one to help the sun up, eh?
Oh, never mind.
Well, you'll need it. It's a long, cold walk home in the snow.
Shut up, will you? 500. I'm watching Jennison count. Lucky Jennison.
765.
And he calls it luck. Well, I'll be hanged if those 4 queens were luck.
Yard, old fella, take a drink and pass the bottle.
Sure, Will. You'll be lucky next time.
I will, eh? Well, take it from me and put it in your pipes and smoke it, the whole lot of you. There's no such thing as luck, and a man's a fool who thinks there is. Good night.
Almighty Pete. I never could tell if that fella's had too much or not. He certainly gets ornery.
He's had plenty, all right, and he's sure mad. I wouldn't want to be walking home with him.
Oh, it beats me. You heard what he said. No such thing as luck. And him the luckiest devil that ever drew breath.
Yeah, right.
It's funny, all right. Will saying that. And saying it to me. It's real funny. Here, help me on with my coat, will you, Ed?
Hmm?
Kind of hard to twist into it tonight. Must be the dampness making my neck worse.
Sure, I'll help you. Well, got a good roll to warm your pockets with.
Blacker than the shade's out now. How are you going, Jennison? On the mountain road?
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, same as Will. If I was you, I shouldn't walk too fast on that mountain road. It's a narrow road for two. And by the looks of Will Yard when he left here, he wouldn't want having his heels trot on too much this morning.
I ain't afraid of Will Yard.
Maybe not. But I'd give him wide berth if I was you.
Yard's all right. When he's sober. When he ain't got a grudge.
He ain't got a grudge against me just because I won tonight. He can't get mad at that.
Only you got to remember you're carrying quite a piece of money. And by the looks of Will Yard, he wasn't too certain yet who it belonged to.
It belongs to me. I own it. Will knows that.
Oh, Jennison, they're just being funny. Don't pay no attention. Hey, how about a quick one before you start, huh?
No, thanks, huh? Get along. Come to think of it, maybe I will. It's going to be cold over the mountain.
Sure it is. That's a boy. Here, I'll join you. Well, here's luck, Jennison.
Thanks.
You busy these days, Jennison? Got any fox traps out this year?
A few. I got a couple down near the pond.
The pond by the mountain road?
Yeah. Joe Schultz has been cutting ice through it.
Yeah, that's where my traps are. If I feel like it, when I come by there, I might have a look at them on the way over.
The pond, eh? That's where we'll search for him.
Yes, sir. We'll drag the pond. If he don't turn up in good time, with the money, you understand, we'll drag the pond and...
Oh.
You going, Jennison?
Yeah, but you're wrong, I tell you. Wrong. Will ain't gonna hurt me. I guess I better start.
Good night, Jen, and be careful.
Yeah, Will. Don't worry about that.
Well, I'm going to bed. You fellas can stay here and gab as long as you please. I'm tired of listening to you. Joe, let that out when he begins to feel like going home. Oh, thank the Lord for Sunday.
Well, lucky Jennison. Well, this is a surprise.
Oh, well. I thought you were way ahead. What do you want?
Me? Me? What do I want? Why, nothing, Jennison. Nothing. What would I want?
Why, that is, I don't know how you said it, that's all. I just didn't expect to see you.
I didn't know you were ahead of me, either.
Well, heck, what are we standing here for,
Like a couple of strange dogs, that's what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, then come on, let's get going. Light's beginning to break.
You go ahead, Will. I'm a bit slower than you. I'll hold you back.
Oh, that's all right. I got nothing but time. I could be home now, but when I came past the Pittner place down at the bottom of the hill, I suddenly remember there's a little piece of money I've been owing him for a bunch of calves. And, well, I was figuring to pay up today. I just wanted him to know that I was... Well.
Thought you were what, Will? Go on.
But I wasn't able to keep my word about paying him today. Just because I'd gone and lost the money sitting in a poker game. Like a fool.
It was just a run of luck. You know it was.
No, it wasn't luck. I was a fool to sit with you, and that's settled and done. There's no such thing as luck. A man gets what's coming to him in the long run.
Oh, you can't believe that. Look at me.
Yeah, look at me now. They'll tell you I'm lucky. That lucky son of a gun, Will Yard, that's what they'll say. But let me tell you the secret.
Yeah, but look at me. Look at me, Will. Look at my neck. My face. You say I ain't unlucky, hey?
It ain't unluckiness, Jen. You're always doing fool things, that's all. And you're lazy, Jen, and you know it. You'll never get ahead, and it ain't unluckiness either.
I know, Will, but it ain't that I'm thinking of. I've never cared a shuck about that. I've never cared about anything till just lately. Not till...
Till Hetty Prohl came home from school with her hair up, huh?
I don't know what's making me talk like this to you, but, well... I'll tell you the living truth. Not till then. I love that girl.
You what? You love her. Look at you. A twisted neck. Face like that. You make me laugh.
Yeah, look at me. Look at me hard. Look at my neck and my face and say I ain't unlucky. Now, look here. I go by the judges every day almost. I'll go 5 miles out of my way to pass there. And I'll go in. She'll ask me in. And I'll sit there and
and I'll look at her. I'll see how her brown hair lays light and warm against her cheek. And I'll imagine how it would feel against my cheek. Me, that's never felt a woman's hair. I'll sit there and talk. I can talk better than most men. I can talk with... Just as long as she don't look at me.
Talk, yes, talk. Talk, talk. Yes, you can talk.
That's all right, but just the same, I'd make her a good husband.
Make her a husband? You?
All right. But I would. But the minute she looks at me...
There, she laughs.
She don't. That's a lie. She don't laugh. No, sir. Only when I feel her looking at me, my twisted neck, well... You got nerve to say I ain't unlucky? Is it my fault I was born like this?
You made it worse by drinking, that's all I know. And then again, if it ain't your fault, it's the fault of somebody. It's pay for something. Accidents don't happen. Take me now. If I need what you call luck, why, I make it. Accidents? Yeah. I'd like to see the accident that would keep me from going right on ahead. And I'll keep on going ahead. I'm bound to.
So you wonder how Hetty's hair would feel against a man's cheek, huh? Well, I know.
No?
Yes. I felt it against mine night before last. When I asked her if she'd marry me, and she told me all right. That's the way with you, Jen. You wonder. And that's the way with me. I know.
That's true, Will. That's true.
It's true. We'll be married before the month's done.
Married? No, I'll be blasted if you will.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I don't know. What can I do? Look at me. I ain't anywhere near as big as you, nor as stout, and on top of that, you got a gun.
Ah, that's just like you, Jen. There you are. There's my gun. Here, take it. Go on, close your hand on it. There. Now you've got it, Jen. Now what?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to point it at you, Will, at your heart, like this.
All right.
With my finger on the trigger, see? And... Oh, you're lucky. Lucky. You know I can't do it. You know as well as I do I can't do it in cold blood, you devil, you.
You poor snipe. As if you could imagine that anything you could do would... Ah, you make me sick. You never can carry a thing through.
Oh. No, I've never been able to carry a thing through yet. I know it as well as you do. I can't even carry through my one luck. Here, take the money I want tonight. Take it, it's yours.
I know that. I knew it all along. That last was too raw, those four queens.
Well, you saved three of them out of your full house, three hands before. I knew it. But I never worried. I knew I'd get my money back. I knew you couldn't carry it through. But look here. I only want what's mine. You got some of your own in there now, Jen.
No. I don't want any part of it, Will. I won't touch it. I cheated.
Oh, don't be a fool. How much, Jen? All right, never mind. I know. Here you are. Now take it. And come on now. Shut up and come on along. Well, are you coming?
I ain't going on just now.
Not coming?
No, I've got a couple of traps down there by the pond I'd like to have a look at before sunup. Oh, there's a blue fox on the mountain, Summers. Joe Schultz seen it less than a week ago. Hey, if I could get that fella.
You mean you want to hunt foxes now?
Yeah, it'll be full day soon. Say, Will, would you mind leaving me take one of them grain bags for a spell?
Why, sure.
Thanks. I tell you, if I had the luck to catch that blue one, I shouldn't want the whole township knowing about it, huh? You know, I could carry it home in this old bag with your name on it, and nobody'd be the wiser. See? Elmbrook Farm, William Yard, proprietor. And if you don't mind, I'd just as leave have your gun along in case that fox...
Fox? Jen, you ain't as scared of a fox.
No, only them blue ones, you know. I've heard say they ought to be shot in the eyes so as not to mar the pelt.
Oh. Well, I don't claim to know anything about such things. Go on, take the gun and welcome. Keep it. I make you a present.
No, that's all right. I'll see you later with it, all right. So long.
So long.
Oh, Will, one thing more, if you don't mind. Maybe you think it's funny, but I'd be obliged if you wasn't to say anything about it. About my handing back the money, you know, and all that.
Sure, not a word. Trust me. Now go on. Go along about your business. So long.
So long, Will.
And I'm mighty grateful. Mighty grateful.
Say, there ain't much crust on the snow down there, is there?
No, it's sort of hard going. But I'll manage.
You'll manage, the fool. Look at him stumble. La di da 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 da. Fox hunting at this hour. Blue fox, shoot him in the eye. Sounds fishy to me. He's such a queer bird. I wonder.
Oh, Jen!
Oh, let him be, the poor gutless fool with his luck and his no luck. La da da di, la da da di.
Said I never could carry anything through. He said I was a poor snipe. I had no guts. He said I never could do anything to harm him. Well, that's what he thinks. That's what they all think. But they don't know. He don't know. There's something else in me. Something besides his twisted neck. Something nobody knows about that's me.
That's right, Jennison. That's right. I'm the part of you that nobody knows, that you didn't know. And you can do this thing. I tell you, you can do it.
Yes. Yeah, I can do it. I can.
They've shown you how, Jennison. Remember what they said. Yard's all right when he's sober, when he ain't got a grudge. They know you're carrying money, Jen.
Yeah, but I can fix that. Just a match. How pale it burns in this half light. My hands are shaking so. What am I doing? Earning money. Me, Jennison, earning money. And it rushes away like dust. No trace of it. No trace at all. Now, I'll turn my pockets inside out and tear them.
Now, the pond, Jennison. Remember what they said? They'll search for you in the pond. They'll drag the pond if you don't turn up at home with the money. They will, Jennison. They'll guess what happened. They're expecting it.
It looks cold. That spot where Schultz has been cutting and the ice is thinned over. It looks so black and cold.
You're not afraid of the water. Remember, he laughed at your neck and your face. He's strong, and he laughed at your weakness. All your life he's laughed at you. But, Jennison, you're not weak. You're stronger than he is.
Yeah, I am. I am. And I am. I can do it. I will go on. First the stones. Plenty of them. They're frozen in the bank. But I can dig them out.
Yes, Jennison. You're stronger than he is. You have a brain. A brain that's going to destroy him. Go on, Jennison. Dig. Dig.
Yeah. I'll dig. I'll need lots of stone to fill this bag. Oh, look at my hands. So they're torn. My nails are bleeding. I don't feel them. I don't feel anything. I'm digging stones to fill that bag. The bag with Will's name on it.
You've thought out everything, Jefferson. It's clever. It's the cleverest scheme in the world. You'll destroy him. So he won't swagger and laugh again.
If I can only keep going. If I can only carry it through.
You can, Jennison. Because you're brave.
Yeah, I am. I know it. The others don't, but I do. Now, there are the stones. There's the gun. Will's gun. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go up the road. Up to the road and back. So that there are two tracks down to the pond. And only one track back.
That's right, Jennison. Finish it. Finish him completely with that brain of yours. Nobody can guess now. Nobody. The tracks, the gun, the bag of stones.
Yeah, but the water. It's so cold. And the gun. Will it hurt?
Only for a minute, Jennison. But you're not afraid of pain. You have strength, Jennison. You're braver than anybody ever guessed. And Jennison, picture what's going to happen. Just picture it. Think what they'll say. First, there'll be the sheriff. He'll say...
Jennison was shot down like a dog and thrown in the pond.
Look at that bag and gun.
Jennison never had a chance, poor devil. No gun, not very strong.
No, he was. There was bad blood between them playing poker at my store last night.
He must have thought he was safe enough coming down to the pond. Look at those tracks.
It's the brutalest thing as I've ever heard of. Of money, too. Look at his pockets.
Yard will pay for this, all right.
Let's lynch him. Let's bring him up. Come on, boys. Let's get rid of Yard.
That's what'll happen, Jennison. But that's not all. There'll be Hetty, too. Hetty Prohl. Think what she'll say when she hears.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Hello.
Father isn't in.
We ain't coming to see your father, Miss Hetty. Is Rilliard around here?
Why, yes, he's here. What are all those men doing here?
Never mind them, Miss Hetty. Just tell Will to step out for a minute. We got some business with him.
Why, of course. Will? Oh, Will?
Yeah, I'm coming. Well, hello, Sheriff. Need a little help running the law?
I want to know when you last saw Jennison.
Jennison? Why, I saw Jennison last night down at Peter's store. We had a little poker party.
That's all I wanted to know. Willard, in the name of the law, I arrest you for Jennison's murder.
Murder? Jennison murdered? No. No, it can't be.
Murder? Jennison murdered? Oh, now, look here.
Never mind the bluff, Will. Jennison was found in the pond this morning. Shot and sunk with a bag of stones. This your grain bag, ain't it?
Well, yeah. But...
Here's your 44 we found under the bushes. You must have needed money bad to do a thing like that.
I tell you, I didn't. I didn't do it. I can explain the bag and the gun. I gave them to Jennison. I did meet him on the road.
A murderer. You, Will Yard, a murderer.
Oh, Hetty, you must believe me. I didn't do it.
And Jennison was so sweet, so kind. It can't be true. Will, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you!
That's it, Jennison. That's the way it'll be. Will Yard hanged for murder. And Hetty, thinking of you, missing you. Well, the time's come, Jennison. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just tie this bag around my waist. It's heavy. It'll break the thin ice. And now the gun. It's funny, I couldn't pull the trigger on Will.
You planned everything, Jennison. It's just right. Now, go on. Pull it.
I can pull it now. I can. No, no. Not the heart. That'd be too fast, and I've got to get to the water hole. Afterwards. No. Here in the chest. Much. No. The gun. In the butcher's. Now. Well, I can. The hole. I must make the hole. But these stones. They're heavy. They're holding me back. So far. So far. I didn't know it was so far.
Jennison, don't give way. Keep going. Keep going. Think what would happen if you gave way now.
Maybe I can't see. I can't see. Maybe I've missed it.
No. It's just ahead. You're getting there. Go on. Go on. You're almost there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm making it.
There's the hole. Now, Will, I've blasted if you marry Hetty. Your luck's changed.
La dee da da, la dee da dee. Fox hunting at this hour. Blue fox shoot him in the eye. Sounds fishy to me. He's such a queer bird. I wonder.
Oh, Jen!
Oh, let him be, the poor gutless fool, with his luck and his no luck. La dee da da.
Hello, Will! Hello. Oh, it's you, Judge Pro. What are you doing running people down at this time of the morning?
I just got in on the 5:58, and I'm going home. Jump in, I'll give you a lift.
Well, thanks. I could use one.
Oh, who's that going down the hill? Looks like Jennison.
Yeah, it is. We just came back from Peter's together.
Well, now, what on earth's he doing at this time of morning, going down to the pond with that grain bag?
He thinks he's got a fox down there in his trap. Blue one, he thinks, maybe. He just borrowed one of my bags and my old .44 to get it. You ever hear of shooting a blue fox through the eye?
Not unless you're a darn good shot. Is that what he's going to do?
That's what he said. He went off muttering to himself. Hey, he's a queer bird, isn't he?
I can't stand him for a cent. Too creepy. Here, jump in, will you?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here before he changes his mind and comes back. Two's company, three's a crowd. Can't stand him. Neither can Hetty.
Yeah, well, I don't wonder. Oh, I'm tired.
Well, let's go. You're pretty lucky, Will. You'd been on the road a long time this cold morning if I hadn't just happened along.
Yeah.
You're in luck.
Well, I don't know about the luck, but I'm grateful for the lift.
You have just heard a dramatization of Wilbur Daniel Steele's famous short story, Luck, which was adapted for radio by Margaret LeWorth. This has been the second in the current trilogy of stories by Mr. Steele, the last of which, titled The Giant Stare, will be presented by the Columbia Workshop 2 weeks from tonight on December 1st. Tonight's production featured Walter Griset as Will Yard, Louis Van Ruten as Jennison, and Frank Reddick as the voice. The music was created and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Martin Gosch. Next Thursday, we will present the world premiere of Beauty and the Beast, a radio opera written by Vittorio Giannini and Robert A. Simon for the Columbia Composers Commission. Howard Barlow will conduct a large musical cast headed by Charles Kuhlman, noted tenor of the Metropolitan Opera Association. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.